Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings all. This is another little look behind the scenes of our new Happy Place album. Words I still can't believe I'm saying, but it is true. It's out there and you are listening to it. Today's chat is with someone very special to me, which makes this whole chat wonderfully awkward, as you'll hear. It's with one of my oldest and dearest friends, Kai Soanes, who has written the beautiful track, My Mind and Me. It couldn't be more perfect for Happy Place. Let's go meet him now. Right.
Bonjour.
This is weird.
Yeah.
So we've been friends since we were out 12.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever interviewed you, have I? No.
No, never.
No, no.
Never,
it's,
actually.
It's too weird.
Slightly offended, but...
I know, well, God, it's only taken 1,000 years to get to this point.
Or is every time we meet up, is it an interview?
It is slightly an interview, because I can't help but go into interview technique and interview mode whenever I chat to a friend. Before we start talking, let's just hear a little bit of your song. So let's have a listen right now. Here it is.
Solo, it's just me, myself, and I. Nobody else around, I'm flying solo on my own. I gotta let it go. I need to fire start up. Someone fill my glass up when my soul gets cold. Some days I'm feeling good. Some days I'm feeling bad.
So beautiful. That's My Mind and Me, your gorgeous song that you have given us for the Happy Place album. Thank you so much for lending us your beautiful art, Kai Soanes.
Thank you for getting me involved.
It's so gorgeous. So you wrote that song this year?
Yes.
What was it that made you sit at the piano and dream those lyrics up, the melody? What took you to that place?
It wasn't a case of really sitting at the piano and writing like I was going to write a song. It was more I was just having a really bad time and with myself. And I think that's a common thing that a lot of people can relate to. It's often our worst adversary is our own self and our own minds. And I just wasn't really getting along with myself and with my thoughts and with my feelings. You know, you just kind of, you agree one day you don't agree. Like, why did I say that? Did I mean that? And you know, it's a constant, you know, I don't think anyone will ever master that. Like, you're always going to be in conflict with yourself. And I think I just said it in my car. I was like, my mind and me, we do not get along.
Yeah.
And then obviously the songwriter in me goes, oh, that's an idea for a song. And then the more I sat down, I was just like, okay, let's just do this as therapy rather than writing a song. So it was kind of like my therapy, really. And then it's like, it's essentially a song about loneliness. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm lucky. I've got some amazing friends, including yourself, obviously.
Me being the best.
Obviously the best. But you can still feel lonely.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the worst feelings out there. And like you say, you could be in a room full of people that you know absolutely love you, but you still feel mentally horrendous. And that is a really isolating feeling. And a lot of people will feel exactly like that. What do you do to help remedy when you feel in conflict with your own mind? It's a really funny thing to talk about because, like, say I listen to a lot of Eckhart Tolle stuff. I know that you like Eckhart as well. And he always talks about, well, there can't be two of you. There's not you and your mind. There is one person, one thing. But it feels in that moment like your mind is, you know, doing its own thing and you're battling against it. How do you get realigned with just being, this is me. I've found peace and acceptance with what's going on in my head and I'm okay.
Well, I guess you have like an internal debate going on, but I walk a lot.
Yeah.
I'll go for a walk. I'll listen to a podcast. There's this podcast that's all right called Happy Place. You might have heard of it.
Well, it's you're on it now, right. You big plunker.
But no. So I listen to, do you know, I used to read a lot of autobiographies of artists. We used to talk about it a lot, like Guns N' Roses and things like that. And often this, the journey's the same, you know. And then I find comfort in that somebody else has felt like that and that somebody else has gone through that. And that's kind of, I read a quote the other day from Nina Simone, and she said, our job is to show the times that we're in. And I think that's what an artist or creator like yourself with the podcast or me writing songs is, that's our job. And if one person can listen to that and go, oh, I feel like that, like I'm okay then. And that's the thing that other people feel.
We've had a lot of good walks over the years, haven't we? Like that's been one of our main ways of connecting outside of, you know, being in a group of people or whatever, is for you and I to take a long walk in the park and just chew around different subjects that we're struggling with or ideas that we've had. And I think we both take a lot of comfort in that. And it's a really important part of friendship, is knowing that you can be entirely vulnerable in front of someone without judgment or anything, and just, and also get honest feedback, I think, is really important as well.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's one of my great blessings of my life that I've had, say, you as a friend, because as a man, we're told you can't talk about your feelings, can't talk about your emotions, it's weak, it's, you know, all this stuff. We're literally hardwired from birth that we can't do that. Things are changing now, which is fantastic. But like, so for me to have a female to confide in, there's a friend like yourself, and then that's why probably the songwriter in me came out, because I felt like I couldn't necessarily talk about my emotions if I was heartbroken, or if I was something in my career wasn't happening that I would like really, really wanted and stuff, you know. So that was kind of my outlet. But I've been lucky to have you and a few other female friends as well to kind of be a bit more honest and open and exposed with, which I think is important and hopefully is changing.
Has that led you to sort of want to be more open and honest with your male friends as well?
I think I have some mates that I will talk a bit more like that with, definitely, and they confide in me a lot more because they know, you know, I'm a very emotional guy, and again, that's probably the creative side of me. You know, as I've got older, I don't really care anymore. I'm quite happy to be exposed and honest about feelings, and you know, I'm always there for friends or anyone really that feels like they want to talk. If I'm not creating something or achieving something, then I feel terrible. I feel like I wasted the day and I'm not progressing in life. And that's something I now know from this whole year that I need to work on and be a bit kinder to myself. And it was one of my friends actually said, like, you're too hard on yourself. You need to be kinder to yourself and you need to be nicer to yourself, because I'm so goal driven and so, you know, I love, last year I was really lucky. I had an amazing year, did lots of touring and festivals, and it was like the best time of my life. Absolute, like I was living my dream. And so for this year, for it to all to be stopped and like the rug pulled out from under your feet, it's you know, it's hard to deal with. And then but I just, you just have to be kinder to yourself, that's all, I think.
And also, you've, you know, we talked about this the other night when we went out for a bite to eat. You know, you've been dealing with a lot of grief and really complicated grief this year as well. Do you feel comfortable talking about that today?
Yeah. So just around COVID kicking off, I lost my dad, and we'd had a difficult, not, it wasn't difficult. We had a weird relationship the last 10 years where he's not really been around, and he's obviously dealing with his own situation. And so I was kind of having to deal with that. And then him passing away, there's obviously a lot of unresolved questions that I have. And but again, I don't think his generation could really feel like they could talk about stuff. You know, I wish he talked to me about stuff, but he didn't. So you don't really know. So there's a lot of questions. So sort of coming to terms with that. And then I had a relationship that ended, and that kind of didn't, that was all at the same time. So it was a very, very stressful year. And then COVID, and then obviously not being distracted by touring and traveling, which was what I was kind of praying for, because that is such a distraction. So it kind of, it's been a very tough year. So this kind of song is like, it kind of sums it all up, really.
Some days I feel good, some days I feel bad. Some days I just feel I'm going mad on my own. Why am I sleeping here alone?
Once you understand that, and you realise that there isn't going to be a day when you wake up and you go, oh, do you know what? Everything's fine now, great.
Yeah.
It's not. And that's in the song, like the pre-chorus in the song is, some days I'm feeling good, some days I'm feeling bad, some days I just feel like I'm going mad.
Yeah.
Like on my own, like, and it feels like that. One day, like, you'll be fantastic, and the next day you'll be bad, and next day you'll feel like you're going crazy. And that's kind of, you know, what I think, once you eventually, through reading, through speaking to people, through listening to great podcasts and things like that, you realize, oh, actually, there is no, like, there's not a magic pill you take or a magic moment where you wake up and you go, oh, everything's absolutely fantastic. Mm. And everything that's ever been in my past is all resolved now and I'm fine. Like, and again, that's about being kinder to yourself. And that's something that I feel like everybody needs to do. Just be a little bit nicer to yourself and a little bit more easier to yourself and other people as well.
Mm, we're usually our worst enemy, aren't we? We're our worst critic.
Absolutely.
Our worst enemy. And not many would think as badly about us as we do, which is quite liberating to realise, like, oh my gosh, I am actually coming up with the worst case scenarios about how awful I am or the mistakes I've made in the past, and no one else really even cares. It's quite liberating.
If you said the things that you say to yourself to somebody else, you would mm-hmm. not have any friends.
No, you wouldn't. Like, often we think, oh, you know, when I've got that dream partner, or when I've got that dream home, or whatever goal it is that seems really far off in the future, that then you're going to feel complete and perfect. And we know, we intellectually know deep down that that isn't the case, that we need to just feel okay as we are now, and then all the rest will unfurl as it unfurls.
Absolutely. Because if you pin it all on a relationship or a goal or something like that, when that relationship ends, you're like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
what's going on? They've gone and I pinned all my happiness
Everything.
On that person.
Yeah.
or that dream job, you know, I want to have a, I don't know, number one, or I want to perform on this, the Royal Albert Hall, and da 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 da. And then once that happens, you're left feeling like, oh shit, what do I do now? Or if it gets taken away from you for whatever reason, you're completely lost. So it is that whole thing that we hear a million times, is you've got to be happy with yourself, and you've got to love yourself before you can give yourself to somebody else or to something else in life, you know.
And usually you attain that goal on whatever level of finding the perfect partner or place or job or whatever, and then you go, oh, I still feel the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
I've just still got all those worries.
Yeah.
I've still got all the same old shit going on in my head. And it's again, quite liberating to realise that and go, right, well, actually, I just have to find peace and acceptance all the stuff that's bugging me about myself or whatever it might be. And it's a lesson that I have to literally learn every day, because I usually pin a lot of my stuff on work-related things, like, you know, maybe if I just got better at doing this or did the perfect interview or whatever. And then that moment passes and you go, oh, I'm back to feeling like me again with all this stuff in my head about how awful I am. You know, you have to just sort that out first.
Of course, because, yeah, like you say, then you do that perfect interview and then you go, oh, well now what?
Yeah, now
and
what?
And then you're left back with yourself again.
This is it.
So you have to kind of get to a place where you're like, I'm all right, you know, like, I mean, like, it's the whole thing, we're not perfect. We'll
no
do
one.
Things and silly things, and that's kind of what the song had to be about. And the song wasn't even like meant to be for anything in particular. It was just, I just sat at the piano in my little room I've got here. And then I was like, oh, this feels a bit too raw and honest for me. Like, I'm a bit worried about it. Maybe I should pitch it to somebody else. I was like, oh, maybe I'll pitch it to Sam Smith because he'd sound amazing singing it. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll give it to Dave, the rapper, because he's incredible about like speaking about things like this. So maybe he could take the hook and do something amazing with it. And then I was like, oh, but I know it's a good song, so I want to sit on it. And then you said
came to my house and I'm like, yeah, you got any good house songs you can give me for this album I'm doing?
I know. And you said about the album, I was like, I've kind of got this song that's, but it's nervous for me because it's the most honest thing. I always try and write something that has at least 50% or more of something I've experienced. I can't, you know, go into a room and write, let's write a song about this today and I've never experienced it. But this was something that was like 100% honest. So it felt very, very, I feel very, very exposed. But I also feel like it, again, it's important because if it can make one person relate to it and feel like that they're not alone, then it's done its job.
And how are you and your mind today, Kai?
My mind and me today is good. It's good. I'm talking to my best friend and I've been to the gym.
Boom.
I'm in my little studio room. I feel inspired. It's good. And I'm about to listen to your podcast with Mr. Shetty.
Oh, nice.
As well.
Enjoy it.
That's on my to-do. I've just finished his book. So
onto the pod.
That's on my to-do list next.
Oh,
it's a great
good
book.
Well, look, thank you so much. Thank you again for your brilliant song. It's so beautiful and just exactly what this album needed. So thank you. And so weird to interview you.
Yes, mate.
With us together, you and me and us together. I want to get along with you and me and us together. Oh, I want to get along with you and me and us together.
Thanks again to Kai. Promise not to put you through that again, my love, but what a wonderful track. I hope that you agree. You can hear My Mind and Me as part of the Happy Place album, available to stream right now. Do it! It's from wherever you get your music. We'll have one more special for you tomorrow. Find out who it is when you subscribe. Do that now on your podcast app of choice. Until then, have a great day. Stay safe, you lovely lot, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Now, my mind and me, we got some talking to do. No way, that's all we do. That's why I'm laying here on my own. I just really want to get along with you, with me, with us. Together, you and me and us. Together, I wanna get along with you and me and us. Together, oh, I wanna get along with you and me and us. Together.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.